couldn't get to that foul line. Big difference in the second half. Gallo attacking the basket. Tracy come off the pick and roll, creating contact. So we got to that line, got some layups, and we got to a rhythm.
You knew coming in this is a physical series, a physical team, and you're winning the physical battle inside. Is that what has to happen again and again?
Yeah. They're a hard-nosed team. They're going to bring it out again. There's nothing finesse about their game. You better come in that paint. When you come in that paint, you better have your hard hat on and get ready to take a hit.
Anything different about the way you played tonight? Obviously, he made a lot more. Were they doing things differently?
They were just giving him the ball. Get him in his comfort area. He was finishing. Everything from fadeaways to turnarounds to pin down jump shots, he was knocking down. So the guy was a great player. He did very well, but we got the win, and now we got to head back to Salt Lake.
Jeff, it seems kind of silly, but are you surprised at how well you played ball?
I know I have it in. It's just tiny. Trying to do what I can. I mean, the job I did tonight, that's what they expected from my teammates of me every night, from my coaching staff, and they hold me accountable. I owe it to them and I owe it to myself.
What are you doing on the floor that I guess is catching Utah off guard? You seem to be in the right spot to block out those layups from the green.
Just staying active, man. Making my man have to respect me and play me. Stay on the move, because Tracy, he's going to find me. And make it kind of be irritating for my man.
What's been different for you guys from out of the locker room in these third quarters, the first two games?
Adjustments, coaching staff. They critique everything. They give us an edge, and we go out there and we try to execute.